This is WUWM. I'm Mayan Silver. Kenosha remained in the global spotlight yesterday as President Donald Trump visited the area 9 days after Jacob Blake, a black man, was shot by a white Kenosha police officer. The president came to the area Tuesday despite the wishes of state Democratic leadership like Governor Tony Evers and the mayor of Kenosha, who expressed fear that Trump would fan flames of division. Trump stepped off Air Force One in Waukegan, Illinois, with Attorney General William Barr and Wisconsin Congressman Brian Steil, and was greeted by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He then toured Kenosha, including an emergency management center and its damaged downtown. At a roundtable with local business people, law enforcement, including Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth and City of Kenosha Police Chief Daniel Miskinis, and other Republican leadership, Trump said when it comes to policing, there are some bad apples and there are some police that, as he put it, choke.
They're under tremendous pressure, and they may be there for 15 years and have a spotless record, and all of a sudden they're faced with a decision. They have a quarter of a second to make a decision. And if they make a wrong decision, one way or the other, they're either dead or they're in big trouble.
Trump spent much of his remarks praising the police. And when he was asked about protesters' demands for racial justice and an end to structural racism in policing and in general, Trump said,
"Well, I think people are calling for structural change, and then you could take the people of Kenosha that aren't here and that you won't see and that aren't protesting, but they want change also. They want to see law and order. That's the change they want. They want law and order."
Nearby, activists had a different message. They said they're focused on getting justice for Jacob Blake and healing the community, not on Trump's visit. Justin Blake, Jacob Blake's uncle, spoke Tuesday at the site where police shot his nephew in the back 7 times, leaving him paralyzed.
"Yeah, we're asking people not to be violent, not to destroy our community. But in the same breath, we're asking to stand with the Blake family. Come on over here. We're not mad at you. We understand you're angry and upset, and we could see why you would want to burn something down, but we're asking you not to. That fist that you put up in anger, we're asking to raise up high in unity and come on board with the Blakes. We're going to make some big changes that affect all the little Jakes around this nation.
Absolutely.
So their parents can let their children go outside the door, play in the yard, go down the street, drive the vehicle, and not have to worry about police officers that might do them in, that might disallow them from getting back to their families or shoot them in the back 7 times.
Civil rights activist, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, also spoke, saying recent remarks by the president have emboldened and inspired militia members and justified the fatal shootings of 2 protesters in Kenosha. He called the president's comments polarizing. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.